It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday, March 22nd. Thanks for joining us all across the state of Michigan. I Can Dream About You, a song from Dan Hartman. Dan Hartman has an interesting musical past. He died on this day in 1994, brain tumor, at the age of just 43 years old. So Dan Hartman was a member of the Edgar Winter Group, and he wrote the song Free Ride, one of the huge songs for the Edgar Winter Group. Come on and take a free ride. Then had a number one dance hit in 1978 with the tune Instant Replay, which is a song many NFL stadiums use when, well, there's an instant replay on the field. Then co-wrote the James Brown song from Rocky IV, Living in America. Then had his own hit with this one, I Can Dream About You. Also worked with Tina Turner, Joe Cocker, Bonnie Tyler, Steve Winwood, many others. Dan Hartman, very interesting musical past, died on this day in 1994 at the age of 43. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Dean Clancy with us now, Senior Policy Fellow at Americans for Prosperity and a Paragon Health Institute Public Advisor. Dean, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
A piece up at The Hill. Biden touts healthcare wins, but Bidenomics driving healthcare costs higher. Dean, everybody listening knows virtually everything is getting more expensive these days. So when it comes to healthcare costs, how much do we blame on simple inflation, which still is a product of Biden policies, and how much is something different altogether?
Well, medical inflation, the price of healthcare, has always, in my lifetime, risen faster than inflation because of government policies, but it's accelerated since the enactment of the Affordable Care Act in 2010. And we actually saw with that surge of Bidenflation, near the beginning of his term, that in regular inflation exceeded medical inflation, which is very rare. But now it's gone back to the normal pattern. And medical inflation, the price of a doctor's appointment, the price of insurance, is rising faster than general inflation. And that is really hitting people because we're all patients. We all need to pay for medical care. And it is government policies. It's separate from the general inflation.
So, Dean, so many people these days have the high deductible policies in which people are paying sometimes $6,000, $7,000. I'm sure there are many different numbers out there. But there are high deductible policies in which people feel like they're paying for virtually everything before insurance even starts paying for anything. How much of that is residue of Obamacare and policies put in place from that piece of legislation?
It's entirely a result of Obamacare. Since that law was enacted, insurance premiums have more than doubled. Deductibles, which is what you're referring to, that's the amount you have to pay out of pocket before your insurance even kicks in,
yep,
have more than tripled. So you're right. For a lot of people, their health insurance doesn't feel like insurance because they're paying massive amounts in premiums and deductibles before they get a penny of benefits. And by the way, Obamacare has also caused provider networks to shrink. What that means in human terms is it's harder to find a doctor or a facility that is in your health insurance plan's network. So you end up driving farther, waiting longer to get care. And by the way, American health and life expectancy has been dropping in recent years. I'm not going to say that's entirely a result of the Affordable Care Act, but I think all of these misguided policies that try to put the government in charge of our health care, impose price controls on prescription drugs and so on, they're having a negative effect on our ability to access good quality care in a timely way. And we have to reverse those policies. And that's why at Americans for Prosperity, we support what we call a personal option in healthcare. Let's reform it so that prices are lower, competition is greater, quality goes up because you're using market forces instead of so much reliance on government programs.
Talking with Dean Clancy. He is Senior Policy Fellow at Americans for Prosperity. You can find his op-ed over at The Hill. Biden touts healthcare wins, but Bidenomics is driving healthcare costs higher. There are some of the expanded ACA subsidies, the Obamacare subsidies, are set to expire next year. What's set to sort of roll off from law, and will that light a fire under legislators to perhaps get something done?
Well, that's what we're hoping and planning for. If the elections go well and we elect more folks to Congress and to the White House who, you know, basically want to empower patients and get costs down, and of course try to get our fiscal situation under control because it's completely out of control now, then we're going to have to revisit how much money we are giving to health insurance companies. The Affordable Care Act, I mean, we're transferring more than $200 billion, with a B, every year to the health insurance industry. I hope you bought stock in health insurers, you know, 5-10 years ago, because you'd be sitting pretty. And it's because of these government transfer payments. And you're right, there's these enhanced subsidies that Biden enacted, which basically health insurance has now become free to a lot of Americans who may be making $50,000 or even $100,000 a year, and taxpayers are paying that cost. So the enhanced subsidies need to go away. They're set to expire at the end of 2025, and that should be allowed to happen. But if Congress, and it's typical, they don't like to take away a benefit that they've granted, they should at least take the opportunity to reform the way we pay for people's health insurance, you know, through federal subsidies, so that we can save taxpayer money and we can actually ensure that patients are in control of that money. Right now, we're just flying money to health insurance companies, hoping some of it trickles down to patients. Why not put that money in the hands of the patients? Let them pick their own health insurance and even encourage them to be good shoppers and let them keep what they save on insurance and put it in a tax-free health savings account where they can buy any medical product or service tax-free with their own money, and they get to make choices. And by the way, with an HSA account, you can use that tax advantage money to get items and services, pay your copays and deductibles, and of course, access doctors and facilities that are not in your health insurance plan's network. So the answer to the mistakes of Obamacare and so on is something like putting the money in the patient's hands, giving them HSAs. We call that a personal option.
Dean Clancy from Americans for Prosperity. More at AmericansForProsperity.org. You can also read his op-ed at TheHill.com. Biden touts healthcare wins, but Bidenomics is driving healthcare costs higher. There are some potential solutions, one from a pair of Florida lawmakers, one from Congressman Pete Sessions, an old friend. I know Pete a little bit, and he's got one called the Healthcare Fairness for All Act. That's laid out in Dean Clancy's op-ed over at TheHill.com. You can also find him over on X, formerly Twitter, at Dean Clancy. Dean, thanks so much for jumping on this morning and joining us on The Steve Gruber Show.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Thank you. Dean Clancy from Americans for Prosperity. Scott Bertram, that's me, filling in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on The Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.